This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our website at kaxe.org. You get lots of great information about our albums of the week, about the musicians we interview, as well as news from around the region. Up next, a rebroadcast of On the River with volunteer hosts. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in. KAXE means a lot to people, including our member services manager, Heather Johnson.
Had a little baby. He never stopped screaming for 2 years. He has since substituted that for talking nonstop. But those first...
Shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Great kid. Terrible baby. There was a lot of screaming, not much sleeping. So the radio was like constantly like my friend. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness the morning show is on. And oh, now there's somebody playing great music and everything. And it was just such a relief. And then I was working from home at that point, so I wasn't going into the office and seeing adults anyway. So it was just nice to hear adult voices, you know what was going on in this new town and know what we could do, like what I could take this little screaming thing to.
We need your support now. Go to KAXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you for being a part of this community.
Deco, and this
you
is
are listening to
is,
a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE. We'll be right back.
time. I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and I can see the mamas working for a dollar.
S.T. Goodman.
I can see the devil.
Yeah, it's off her latest album, Planted by the Signs. Such a good tune. We got to see her last year at Grand Rapids River Fest right along the banks of the Mississippi. It was so good.
That was a lovely show. We got a chance to win tickets to this year's Grand Rapids River Fest right to our left here. See folks walking by in the education building here. We are broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair. It is KAXE, Northern Minnesota, coming down to the cities, playing good tunes for you. Make sure to sign up for a chance to win tickets. Just over there, I see you looking.
And you can also, if you're listening to this, you can also get your tickets right now at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Before that, we heard from Hermanos Gutierrez with their new collaboration with Leon Bridges. So they're an instrumental duo, and I think this upcoming album is going to be some collaborations, which I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah, it really reminds me of when Leon Bridges teamed up with Krungbin before, that cool collaboration. His vocal style is so good for that instrumental band, and now we've got him with the Hermanos Gutierrez. And I don't know if he's on other songs on that album, but I'm looking forward to their sound with some vocalists as well.
That collaboration between Leon Bridges and Krungbin, for me, is like summer.
Oh, yeah.
It equals summer. Yeah. Every time I hear any of those tracks, I feel like I am in the depths of summer, and it makes me feel really good.
Yep. We also had to hear from Wanda Davis from a compilation of Twin Cities funk and soul artists from the mid to late 70s and early 80s. Very fitting for hanging out down here. Very much artists that would birth the scene that Prince would take to the world. And we started off our show today with Art Deco and Change of Scenery.
Support for On the River. Boy,
When was the last time you hosted On the River?
It's been a minute, clearly. On the River right now on KAXE. Support for On the River comes from Sanford Health with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the Upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And we receive support from Clacko Brewing in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday, noon to 6. More info at clackobrewing.com. As Malachi said, we've got a sign up for Riverfest here down at the State Fair. We're also just repping Ampers. We're sitting at the Ampers booth in the Education Building. Come on by if you happen to be in the area. We've had several visitors so far, which has been fun. Green cheese trivia and phenology, big hits.
Absolutely. People who have heard of Riverfest before, and a lot of people, I would say, expressing, even if they don't know much about us, you know, knowledge of funding cuts and kind of sharing a lot of warmth about that. And people
support
clearly,
for public media.
Proffering their support for public media. So wherever you're listening from, if you're at the State Fair today, support your local public radio station. They do good work wherever they're at. Check out Ampers. It's a great network of public radio stations around Minnesota that KEXE is really proud to be a part of. We're going to keep playing tunes here. We had a song about the devil there.
We did.
We're going to keep that theme going, Kari.
Little Coco Taylor.
Voodoo Woman.
Thank you. wish I'd crash awake. A falcon presses up against a birch tree in a thin white dress. Every road gonna disappear. Fate of man is still unclear. So why don't you come meet me here tonight? Tonight. Yeah, tonight. Your throat to see all these flowers like in this of bones, blouses open to the soul. Every road gonna disappear. The fate of my heart is unclear. So why don't you come meet me here tonight?
Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
That is Dennis Wilson here on KAXE. You may know him from his time in the Beach Boys.
You might.
And his more famous brother, Brian. But I sometimes forget about that one. Kari, when I first came to KAXE and went in the library, It's kind of a weird little nugget. Not everyone knows that Dennis Wilson had this sort of funky, weird album that has become like a cult classic.
It's
and
so
I went to the
good.
Library and I was like, oh, KXC's got this. This is a good place to work.
It's it is a good marker.
Yeah.
It's such a good album. It's one I just recently re-dove back into in the last couple months and holds up tenfold.
We got people walking by us. We are at the Minnesota State Fair in the Education Building. I'm talking to you right there. People were bobbing their heads to that one.
Yeah, they were.
It's more like, you know, sometimes we don't have the visuals. We need people to text in to say, like that song or great show today. But it's very visual today. There's heads bobbing. There's smiles. People are having a good time. Maybe it's just that they're at the fair, but I like to think it's the soundtrack.
I think it's the soundtrack, Malachi. And yeah, we're usually on the banks of the Mississippi enjoying the music ourselves.
Yes,
and maybe moving and grooving in the studio, but yeah, we're by ourselves, and so this is a little bit not sure what to do with this. There's lots going on here while we're programming this music.
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know, just shake them, jazz hands. We also heard Robert Plant's cover of Lowe's Everybody song. Sneak peek, Alan Sparhawk is going to be playing at Riverfest, right? He's opening up Riverfest this year, Saturday, September 6th. And I just had a conversation with him yesterday that will be airing on KAXE next week. And we talked about this because Alan has been around for a long time. He's met a lot of, you know, music legends. Though, this is like extra. The Robert Plant has covered Low 3 times. Many live shows has been covering them. And I asked Alan about it, and I'll give you a little nugget that he'll talk about more in the interview, that apparently a CD of Lowe's got stuck in Robert Plant's vehicle, and it was just like on repeat in his car, and that's how he found and discovered Lowe, because he picked up their album at a like music shop.
Wow.
And was like, what is this band?
Whatever it takes. And now, you know, it must have not just been that it was stuck in, because he's covered 3 songs.
Right.
He did a cover of that song right after Minnie Parker's passing. Right away, he paid tribute. I saw there were a lot of YouTube videos of that performance coming out right away, and now he's got this new band together, and it's really cool to see that he is such a fan of Minnesota's own Alan Sparhawk, who folks can catch at Grand Rapids Riverfest. Tickets are on sale now at GrandRapidsRiverfest.com. We're also running a giveaway here at the State Fair. You can sign up just to our left. It's just drawn people who have entered today, so it's not like millions and millions of people.
No, you got a good shot.
You got a pretty good shot of getting yourself a pair of tickets to the Grand Rapids Riverfest. So also some Tift Merritt in there. This is On the River on KAXE. We're a little farther away from the Mississippi River than we usually broadcast.
No, though not that far.
But we are still in the grand scheme of things. Near the Mississippi River.
We are.
I don't really know geography of the cities, actually, so I don't know where the river is.
It's just west of us.
Okay.
We're actually quite close to it, though not as close as we are in northern Minnesota. We do want to thank the state of Minnesota for their support of KAXE programming, and I'm Kari Hedlund here with Malachi Koons. If you are heading out to the State Fair today, we'd love to see you. Stop by. We're in the Education Building at the Ampers booth. There will be radio stations from across Minnesota here all throughout the fair. And we are here today repping KAXE, so come on by.
Yeah, it's a great way to see some of the faces behind the station and ask a lot of questions. I know there's a lot of turmoil in our industry, in our world. Valid to have questions. Stop by the fair while you're having some fried food and some fun and some joy. And also get a little sneak peek of the radio and know what we've got going on, because we've got a lot of things cooking.
Do you know what's happening like right now at the State Fair, probably 200 yards from us?
Music.
Music. Davina and the Vagabonds.
Davina and the Vagabonds are playing, so definitely check that out. I always forget how many different shows are here.
So many, and she's actually going to be playing again. I think she's playing 2 sets this afternoon. We were going to ask her to stop by, but the sets are throughout the entire time we're on the air, so not today. But you can check her out for a free show at the Band Shell. I know Mother Banjo just played today, or is having another set right now also. So live music going on throughout the fair and lots of Minnesota artists that you hear all the time on KAXE.
We want to keep you updated on live music, both in northern Minnesota and today down at the fair. We're going to hear from the busiest man in country music, Kari. What song did you pick out from the new Charlie Crockett record?
Well, so we were talking on the air the other day about how Charlie Crockett's kind of on this. We're kind of liking the spiciness he's throwing out about country music. He's got a lot to say about Nashville. Though he does love the people of Nashville, this song is about Tennessee. It's Tennessee Quick Cash.
Well, don't care about where it goes. But every now and again we come to Tennessee. Well, the memory, it stays with me. I went on before the committee. They put me up so late, the doggone joint was closed. But before they cut out the light on number 82 that night, a woman locking the door gave me good advice. About to say about their predatory ways, but brother, at least they let you know it right up front. 'Cause if you take that ride downtown, well, them rounders hang around. You'll find anything in the world but a fair deal. Cash. This is what I do when I walk in there. It's been this way for years. I cry alligator tears. Something like paradise lost, I guess. Her name was Cheyenne. I thanked her as I shook her hand. She said, honey, good luck, you're gonna need it. I'd hit the Tennessee quick cash. All right, shooter.
That is a group called the Altons here on People Powered Radio KAXC. Love You Like That is their latest single. They've got one album out so far. They're on Daptone record label. If people are familiar with folks like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Charles Bradley, Altons continuing that really retro soulful legacy. We also had Lily Hyatt with Walking Proof and a very busy man, Charlie Crockett, talking about Tennessee Quick Cash. This is On the River on KAXC. My name is Malachi Coons, and I am here with Kari Hedlund. And where are we?
We're at the Minnesota State Fair in the Education Building at the Ampers booth. We've had lots of people stopping by. We have a drawing for Grand Rapids River Fest coming up on Saturday, September 6th. Lots of people entering to win, but still pretty good odds. You might be walking away with a pair of tickets today if you come by and say hi.
We've also got a little variety of things. Got information on the station, giving away little briefs on Riverfest as well. If you are away from the Education Building, tickets are always available at GrandRapidsRiverfest.com. We've also still got some volunteer opportunities for folks. That's another way to come to the festival, help us out as well. It's a big team that makes this great. It's, you know, we're not like hiring outside security things or anything like that you see at some festivals. The staff of KAXC, lots of volunteers make it possible. So that's another way to get involved.
That's right. And we are going to be talking a little bit about what everyone wants to know about food.
Food.
So we're going to be talking about that in a minute. But just a reminder that our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXC. If you are interested in connecting with our listeners, call 218-326-1234. Ask for Peggy, Jen, or Chris. Big thanks to all of our current business sponsors. And you can always text in that same number, 218-326-1234, if you would like to be a part of the conversation with KAXE about what you're hearing, about what you're seeing outside. We'd love to hear from you. As Malachi said earlier, usually we're in a studio by ourselves. Right now we're like surrounded by people who are listening to things that we're saying. Which is
they might be tuning us out at this
thing.
Point,
right.
But yes,
well, that's
they
true.
Are.
That's true. But I'm saying, if you're listening, you can talk to us still by texting.
Yeah, I would love a little recommendation for folks who have been. I am not a Minnesota born. This is only my second time here, and I've often been here doing
that doesn't matter.
Radio stuff. So I don't know about the food is where I'm going. All right, I know I'm a newbie. I'm proud of being a newbie. But if folks have been to the fair, I'm guessing many of you have, text in your food recommendations. What would you recommend to check out? What's a can't-miss spot? Anyone who's walking by as well here in the building, let us know what food we should be eating.
100%.
I don't know where I'm going. You do, though.
I do know where I'm going, but I'm not – I haven't really stuck – up with the new foods because those lines are just too long.
Yes.
So I tend to go with what I pull up Roger Knorr here, my dad, and go with what I know because I just don't have the patience to sit through those lines. But we've had a little bit today. We started off with a little breakfast of egg roll on a stick.
We did have a fried egg roll on a stick.
With
that
some
was so
Vietnamese
nice.
Iced coffee. That was a great way to start the day.
Lovely. Got me a little hyped up. And then
might have
I
to go back
to.
For another Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah, I think we're
going to
need more coffee on that one. And I also had what are called Afro bean pods. Afro, what are they called?
Pops.
Bean pops. There we go. I don't even remember. Delicious, I would say. Kind of in like the falafel world of like fried but soft on the inside. Some delicious sauces. How's it going, sir? Also had a little bit of a samosa.
I love a samosa.
So what did you have?
I had a curry chicken roti, and it was very good. I'm forgetting the name of the booth. It's they have a restaurant here in the metro area, and I'm forgetting the name of it right now, but it was a great way to start the have my lunch, and I'm planning to go out for more.
Yes, after this, I'm absolutely going out for more. So up until 4 o'clock, we're playing music until All Things Considered comes your way at 4. Lots of time. Send in those suggestions so we can find some of the wonderful spots here at the fair. And if you are on your way here or know anyone who's headed, tell them to come say hi to Kari and I. We're going to be having some fun this afternoon.
So next, we're going to listen to, before we came here, let's just start here. Before we came, we went through the library at KAXE and just like individually picked out a bunch of albums, right? There's thousands of albums in there, hundreds of artists, maybe thousands.
Oh, I feel like there's got to be thousands of artists.
Probably with all the compilations and everything. Yeah.
I'm thinking tens of thousands of albums.
We both showed up with Lee Scratch Perry.
Randomly. That's not what I would have expected.
Really
we would have overlapped
funny.
On. I don't think we haven't found any other overlaps yet.
No. And it was like, so we're going to listen to a little Lee Scratch Perry right
we
now.
We need some dub. This is On the River, KAXE, live from the State Fair.
Lucy, percent of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of earth. Thank you.
gleaming.